Good afternoon. Today it is Saturday. Believe it or not, it's in the 20s where I am. It's only supposed to get to about 30 degrees today, according to weather.com. Right, so you can imagine what I'm thinking and how I feel. So my evening was great. I know I was up trying to record a little podcast last night, trying to finalize it and most of all bring it to you. And it was interesting because I have a lot to say. I'm living right here in the USA. I was born in this country that they call the land of the free. America. Correct. And I think about the history of America and why I am here. Things happen. And so I did not orchestrate this country. I did not form this country. I am not in control of this country. I'm not in control of anyone but me. So I think about if the country is what it is, why do I have to face those that are supposed to make this world a better place and then have to try to convince them it is what it is? It either gets better or not. And it seems like people, they know. They're in a position to do a job that they're supposed to do. But for some reason, they act like they don't care about this world being a better place. It's only about them. Only about their needs, their desires, what they want. And that's why we have a messed up world. You get what I mean? Narcissists, people that only want one thing. And then they complain because the world is the way it is. So they want to have their cake and eat it too. Conflict, misery, disagreements, hostility. Why? We don't need it, but it's there sometimes. It's in this world. But if we have those that are supposed to be responsible, but it's part of their job. That's why they signed on to work in that position. But when they want to have their cake and eat it too, collect an income, but they don't care. Yes, sometimes they want to play both sides. They act like they're crazy. They don't know what's going on, what time it is. They don't know about this world we're living in. They don't know about their responsibilities. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can send me a message and I can elaborate on it a little bit more. And then you're faced with these people and they don't know anything. And some people, they just there to collect the paycheck and they don't want you in their way. They don't want you calling them about any complaints. They don't want you, they just want you there to help them and make sure that they have a job, that they're okay, that their needs are met and their family's fine. Their children are growing up and going to school and having clothes and food and shelter. And you as a customer, do you really think that they care? You as a client, you as a citizen, a taxpayer, they want you. Yes, but they want to make sure that you're going to be there on their side to help them. Those types of people. Why do we have to have conflict with those kind? That kind. Because they're just there. Simple as that. I don't need to keep repeating myself. I know yesterday I was repeating myself over and over again. It seemed like people sometimes, they just don't get it. And I find myself, you know, like, look, do I have to keep repeating myself? I sound like a school teacher. Some people say, you know, I should be a school teacher. Because they think that I'm really good at laying it out. Telling it like it is. Oh, and then I talk about the police because they seem to be like sexually enticed or aroused when they're around women. They must control women. It makes them feel sexy. It makes them feel attractive when they harass and intimidate women. It makes them feel powerful and controlling women, making women submissive to them. And it actually, what I believe, they believe, is in their job description. And they get paid to make women feel as though they are so important and taken care of by those that are so domineering and forceful and strong. And we're supposed to be afraid and make up excuses for their attitudes because we're women. And we're supposed to take that in this country, in this society. Right here in America, USA. And I was trying to talk to some police officer who came up to me. When I probably think that he was watching me earlier and wanted to see if I was going to be sexually flirting with him because he was having a bad day and he needed a woman to take care of him. Looked like he was miserable. Gonna try to tell me the facts about the law. As if right now I'm going to law school when I'm talking to a police officer when I didn't really ask for all of this. I'm on my way minding my business. But then you have those that want to try to tell you, make you feel like you don't know anything. You're dumb. And they're smarter. And they're in control. And you are behind them. You are beneath them. You are not on their level. You're not equal. And you have to prove to them that you're equal? No, because I don't even know them. I don't associate with people like that because I will not get anywhere. My mother and father raised me. All right? I'm an adult. Okay? And if someone is that desperate, they have to watch. They must really, 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 really feel like they are worthless and need something and want something and gotta have something. For someone to look at me as if and treat me as if I'm property? I'm wondering what else is going on. Seriously. I try to take my job serious. Because I know their customers. I know their clients. And some of them, they just work, work, work. They work really hard. So when they come to me, it's probably their weekend off or their day off. Perhaps they're on vacation and they look forward to enjoying themselves and they pay. Whether they have a free ticket or not, it's still paid for. And it's not my business to find out who paid for their ticket. I'm not an auditor. I'm not the investigator. You get what I mean? They're human being number one, and then they're a client, they're a customer. And I'm not there to harass them, put them down, make them feel intimidated. I'm not there to get all up in their personal business to find out where they live, how much they earning, who they're dating, what's their relationship like. Why aren't they married? Why aren't they working? I'm just there to do my job. Take responsibility for me, what I do and say. And I did not say that I was 100% politically correct or knowledgeable of everything, but I don't have time for stalkers, harassers, envious, jealous, targeters, fake actors, pretenders. My time is so valuable. And when I'm living in a world and I have to face people that don't care, they're so embarrassed and rejectful when someone has a situation and presents that situation where they need to be responsible. But if they are so high and mighty and so big and bad, and you're not popular, and you're not their friend or acquaintance or someone they feel is valued, why should they even address your situation or your complaint? They're gonna find a way to dismantle your complaint or your case. Until you become valuable enough for them to hear, to respect. But will you ever be valuable enough? They are, obviously. But will you ever be? Are you going to wait for the rest of your life for them to feel like you are valuable enough? Are you going to keep going through the BS with them because they have that negative? Remember I talked about that negative attitude towards certain types of people? Are you going to just remember that people like that do not take life, relationships, careers, humanity serious? They only care about what they want. But then they want to tell you what the law is. Well, take that law is and cast it onto you. Give it to yourself. Project it right on top of you. Use it for your benefit. If you know so much about the law, it's good that you have that. So now you can better yourselves and leave people alone that you feel aren't valuable. You feel people aren't good enough. You feel people aren't smart enough. You feel people aren't respectable. Classy. Good enough for you. So then you have the law. You know the law. You got everything you want and all the people that you need. So then the ones that you want to target and talk about and watch, you don't need them. You can spend less time being so concerned about the people you feel aren't valuable enough. And you can go with the people that you feel are so popular, so anointed, so career-minded, so smart, so intelligent, so wise, The people that can help you. The people that can put more money in your pocket. The people that can help your career advance. You can be with them and watch them and let them take care of you and make sure that you have what you need. Instead of the people that aren't going anywhere in life, they ain't getting nowhere. They just a nuisance. They're just in the way. They slow, people say. They're uneducated. Did I say that? They're low class. They don't have anything. So you do not need them type of people. And you don't need to be around people like that if you feel as though they aren't valuable enough, good enough. They don't have enough integrity. They don't have enough importance for you. They're mentally ill or mentally unstable. Uneducated to the fact that they don't even understand you. You don't need to be around people that can't help you the way you want to be helped. Because those people are easy targets, or you say they're lazy, right? You say that they had problems in the past and they're bringing their problems to your city, to your county, to your state, and you should not have to deal with them problems in your current position that you're getting patted on the back for. You're getting paid to do a job, but the people that are coming to your town, you don't want them there with those problems. You have other people, other prominent, successful, more stabilized, more educated, more people on your side that you have to deal with. And we say we understand, so go on. Because if you have all of those people on your side that's helping you, that's doing so much to take care of you, then people like us that are just trying to make it and hold on to the little things that we have, you don't need us. You can go on. I'll be back with more. Miss Suyu, the truth, the whole truth. When they refuse to prosecute, remember the truth, the whole truth, hopefully nothing but the truth. What is righteous? According to Oxford Languages, righteous adjective of a person or conduct, morally right or justifiable, virtuous, informal, very good, excellent. So is anyone righteous? I don't know. I'm still researching, trying to come up with more answers, more definitions of righteous. What does it mean if someone is righteous? To be right. Being righteous literally means to be right, especially in a moral way. Religious people often talk about being righteous In their view, the righteous person not only does the right thing for other people, but also follows the laws of their religion. Heroes like Martin Luther King are often called righteous. But does religion make us righteous? I think that's a good question. There are so many different dictionaries online that kind of tries to describe or list definitions of righteous. And sometimes we look at a person and we believe that they're righteous. And we overlook some of the mistakes and violations because we still feel as though they're righteous. We're still going to pat them on the back. But we think that they are a good person. So whatever they do, we let it slide. And we act like we didn't see it. Because morally, according to the Bible, their religion, they're righteous. So we have people within certain groups that believe certain things. And then we have other people in other groups, in other parts of life, they believe something different. Does it make anyone right and wrong? It's just people have different beliefs. But when people clash because they want their beliefs to be the beliefs, righteous, and other people, no matter what they say, their beliefs are contrary. And when you're trying to talk to someone who's righteous and you feel as though they're not listening because they're righteous, how are you going to convince someone who's righteous? How are you going to even present reality, any realistic views or facts to people if they are righteous? You're going to keep on trying to talk to people and make sense out of nonsense, because the nonsense is not nonsense to them because they're righteous. And the nonsense to them might be righteous too. So you're confused because they're righteous. They can find scriptures in the Bible to prove that you are unfit and they are righteous. So you're going to continue to go back and forth with people that feel as though they're righteous. And they're going to try to convince you, you aren't even worthy to even be in the midst of them because you now are unrighteous. I said unfit. You're unheard. But they will try to make you righteous after they proved you unfit. Because they're going to come with their righteousness, or they will be there, or they are there with their righteousness. As if what they're doing for you now is right. What they're saying, what they're proving, the way they act is right. And some people feel as though you're crazy, you're all over the place, you're insane, you're mental, because you're not believing they are righteous. You're not going along with that righteousness mess. You're confused. Of course, because it's a confusing situation. Is anyone righteous? Well, if some people are righteous, what the hell are the other people? What are others? And then you seem like you're going over the same thing to prove to people that you're just as human. You have something that you want to actually point out. Something you want to express. But you're unrighteous to the righteous. So they don't want to hear what you have to say. They don't want to deal with your situation and your case. They don't want to face reality. They do not want to do the job that they're getting paid to do. The position that they're in is not taken serious. Because it doesn't have to be if they are righteous already. Their job duties, their job performance. Who cares? They don't have to do anything for you or give you anything because they are righteous. Whether it's biblical, whether it's religious or not, they are righteous. And you think you're going to even persuade or convince them that you're just as valuable as anyone else living in this world. And you're not there for anything else but being a valuable human being, a respectable human being. Just as much as a human being as anyone else. And you sometimes wonder, do you have to do more in order for them to understand that you are a human being? Even if they don't value you and respect you, you're still a human being. And it seems like sometimes you're overlooked and you're treated different from other people because, remember I said this, they have the people that they feel are valuable and important. Those are the ones they want to associate with. Do you understand? But they will target those, whether subconsciously or not, that they feel aren't valuable. Righteous. Oh, they're not going to admit anything they say. I'm not going to admit anything because they already have the valuable and righteous people with them, and they don't need any more people to help them feel like they are righteous, whether it's godly or not. So then when you get the point, you catch on. Oh, their hints are very well understood and taken. Oh, you can see the hints. And it doesn't matter what they have to offer. It doesn't matter what they can do for you. You understand the attitude that they have. So you move on. And you say, I understand. Right? You're comfortable with the righteous people that you feel validate your actions. And that is the way it goes. And they only want to recognize when they want to target, when they want to make assumptions and make up stuff, because they must have the pat on the back, that reassurance that their righteousness the fact that they are righteous is commendable, that it's the right thing for them, that people will acknowledge their righteousness. It doesn't matter what you want. Again, we're back at the beginning of the cycle. Righteous is right. It doesn't matter how many times you go through the ups and downs with people that are righteous. You're still going to come back to the fact that they are right. Because it's what they believe. And you might think that they're your friends and they're doing something for you. They might walk by and say something to you. You don't really know them, but they saying it because they want to feel like they are right. Until you're in the way and they have to feel important again. So it's a cycle of they're doing something for you to take care of you, but they want you to acknowledge that they are righteous at the same time. And if you do not acknowledge that they're righteous, then they're not going to do anything for you. They're going to make you feel as though you're in the way and you're the one that's causing the problems. You're the one that's confused. You're the one that's angry. Not the righteous. And you say, this is the world we're in. Look where we're at. And I say over and over again, I understand. I'm out of here.